Hey there, it's David, and thanks for tuning in to this week's Retirement Optimism. Let's talk about something that's always around us but rarely welcomed: uncertainty. Whether it's tariffs, elections, war headlines, inflation reports, or what the Fed may or may not do next, uncertainty seems to be a permanent fixture in our financial lives. And right now, it's making headlines again. As President Trump's self-imposed tariff deadlines near, conversations about trade tensions and the broader global economy are back at the forefront. Add in the continuing geopolitical instability in both the Middle East and Europe, and it feels like we're sitting on a powder keg of unpredictability. But here's the thing. Uncertainty isn't a new development. It's the default setting of the world. If the past 5 years have taught us anything, it's that the unexpected is not unusual. It's routine. Think about what we've lived through just this decade alone. A global pandemic, multiple wars, inflation surges, two bear markets, recession worries, debt ceiling standoffs, a Chinese spy balloon, the rise and fall of cryptomania. And that's only a partial list. And yet, through it all, the market has pressed on. This matters because there's a very common misperception I hear from investors that uncertainty equals risk. And when people believe that, they often try to sidestep uncertainty, making emotional or reactionary decisions that can derail long-term success. The truth is, uncertainty itself isn't the problem. It's our reaction to it that creates real risk. You can see this clearly just by looking at a long-term stock market chart. Zoom out far enough, and it becomes obvious. Markets have always climbed a wall of worry. And the real damage tends to come not from events themselves, but from abandoning a plan during those events. Right now, people are wrestling with what feels like a strange contradiction. Stocks are at all-time highs, valuations are stretched, and yet the world feels as uncertain as ever. Understandably, I keep hearing the same question. How can stocks be so high when things feel so unsettled? It feels like something's got to give. And yet, if you look at historical market data from firms like JP Morgan, new market highs often beget more highs, not immediate corrections. The fear of buying at the top is powerful, but it's not always backed by the data. As for valuations, yes, they're elevated by historical standards. That would be a concern even in calmer times, and these are certainly not calm times. But it's important to remember what Howard Marks pointed out in his book. The most important thing, even when something becomes overpriced, that doesn't mean it's going to fall tomorrow. Those two ideas, being expensive and imminently dropping, are not the same thing. So, where does that leave us today? Well, yes, stocks might go down. Of course they might. They always could. That possibility never goes away. But stocks might also keep rising. They've done so repeatedly, even through crises and chaos that felt unmanageable at the time. Betting against that resilience has historically been a losing strategy. And that's really the point. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. No one. Not the talking heads on TV, not the big banks, not even the economists and strategists who sound the most convincing. Uncertainty is a given and always has been. So the real question becomes, how do we plan when we don't know what's coming? Here's what I believe. Trying to wait out uncertainty by getting in and out of the market is a well-worn path to disappointment. It's nearly impossible to time your way to a better outcome. Instead, we should do what author Nassim Taleb describes in his book, Antifragile. We should build systems that actually benefit from disorder. In the world of retirement planning, that means creating financial plans that expect uncertainty, not just endure it, but are designed to handle it. The portfolios we build are designed to support the long-term plan through thick and thin because we already assume there will be volatility along the way. Legendary investor Charlie Ellis said it beautifully, and Jason Zweig once quoted him to make the point, "Benign neglect is the secret to long-term investing success. If you change your investment policy, you are likely to be wrong. If you change it with a sense of urgency, you're guaranteed to be wrong." That's one of the best reminders I've ever come across. Rather than trying to avoid the unavoidable, we focus on resilience. That's where our planning shines. Our work isn't about making perfect predictions, because no one can. It's about having a plan that allows you to sleep at night and gives you the freedom to live your life, even when the headlines are loud and the markets are swinging. So if you're feeling uncertain, join the club. We all are. But uncertainty doesn't mean you're off track. In fact, navigating it well is exactly how you stay on track. And if you want to review your plan, talk through where things stand, or just think through what might come next and how your plan is positioned to handle it, reach out. That's what we're here for. Until next time, stay resilient, stay optimistic, and above all, stay the course. All right. That's it for today's episode. And thanks again for listening. And just a quick reminder before we go, everything we talk about here is just for informational purposes. It's not financial, legal, or tax advice. The views I share are my own. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. And like anything in investing, there's always some risk, including the chance of losing money. If I mention a specific investment or strategy, that's just an example, not a recommendation. So always talk to a qualified professional before making decisions about your own plan. Advisory services are offered through Oakmont Advisory Group, LLC. We're a registered investment advisor. And if you're enjoying the Retirement Optimism podcast, be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you want even more perspective on how to stay confident in your financial plan, sign up for the Retirement Optimism memos at oakmontadvisory.com. These are short, weekly emails that break down timely topics and give you clear, actionable insights, all designed to help you stay focused on the big picture. And if you've got questions or just want to talk through your situation, schedule a free chat with one of our advisors. There's no pressure, no sales pitch, just a real conversation about how we can help you move forward with clarity. You can also sign up online for this at our website, oakmontadvisory.com. Let's keep planning with purpose together.